to another episode of Puro Kalaro. We got special guest today. Sobrang malulupit tong mga to. For the first time, I haven't seen cards like these or cards that are made like these. Not to shy away, not to demean everything that we've seen before, pero nung nakita ko talaga yung mga cards nila, sobrang woo! Yun. So, without further ado, we've got the guys from Lagim. How are you guys? Hello.
Hello.
So, hi.
Hello.
Yun. So, guys, could you introduce yourselves and what you do for the card game itself?
Okay. So, I think I could start first. Hi, John, Jamie. I'm Norbert. I'm the game system and co-narrative editor for Lagim.
Yeah, nakahiyaan. Sino susunod to?
Wala na si you. I'm sorry. Wala yung video. Nag-uusap yung mamata namin. Na. Ikaw na next. So, so siguro, ano, anyway, hi, I'm Kara. So, mostly, I'm assigned sa visual part of Lagim. So, I work as the visual artist for Lagim Card Game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll go next. My name is AJ. I'm the narrative designer and co-editor of Lagim.
And I'm Augusto Ayo. I'm the lead artist and founder of
promotor. Of promotor. Promotor lahat ng
para exactly. Ayan.
Okay. So yun. So yeah. I mean, you guys are already out there. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are already asking about your card game and ano ba to kasi I mean honestly I haven't heard of you guys parang a few before. Years usually kasi parang merong ano yan preempt yan there's a card game in development na ganito ganyan pero you guys came out shall we say came out of nowhere and all that and then ooh, ang ganda na agad yung product nila wala sila yung parang start pa lang ganun so yun so I mean how long was the development of this? And yun, so how did it start? Parang konting background lang ganyan.
I think AJ or Kara can.
I think, I'll start sige. With, we started developing the game or having an idea about the game mga October 2019 when we were bonding with our co-employees, co-designers, kasi we all work in a design firm kasi, and most of our backgrounds are developers, brand developers, mm-hmm. and designers. So, mm-hmm. One of our pastime is kwentuhan ng nakakatakot and playing ng cards and nanonood ng horror movies. So, prior to the Halloween upcoming parang Halloween that was October 31 parang naisip namin what if create tayo ng game tapos yung mga bida is ano yung mga horror characters or mythical creatures yung mga entities na yun and then that's where it started so nag-ideate nag-start mag-sketching, nag-start mag-iteration, hanggang sa we posted it online and we saw the potential because a lot of people are already appreciating the sketch, the idea, mm-hmm. and parang naging interesado sila bigla dun sa ano, meron palang creatures na ganyan. Pwede pala siyang gamitin sa gantong cards. Pwede pala siyang gaming game. So, maraming tatanong, is it already out? Ganyan-ganyan. And then, That's when the founder came in and binigyan niya ng ano kumbaga binigyan niya ng impact yung idea and we started the actual development of the game. So that was so we started na October 2019 hanggang the following year ng ano ng 2020. So it's, wow. It's almost like 7 to 1 year. And up until now we're still continuously developing for expansions and for more wider mechanics.
Oh my God, sinabi mo yan, ang daming naiinggit na nagawa-gawa ng card games. 7 to 1 year, wow! Paano nila nagawa yan? Yun. Pero trivia lang, no? We're doing this interview on a full moon.
So, nice.
Perfect.
Switching art.
Parang destined to. So yun, I mean, sige, go. Ano?
So yeah, I guess not necessarily the success, but one of the parang stepping stones na tumulong sa amin in creating the game is yung background namin in building identity designs or brand designs. And yung background din ni Sir Augusto in doing extreme illustrations for action sports like snowboards. So yun yung ano, isa sa mga factors and building blocks why we ended up bringing a new look for card game. So yun, but of course inspired with ano, Filipino mythology.
So okay, yeah, if I may add,
ang tawag sa'yo, the founder, ano,
the founder.
Para ka na, ikaw na yata yung, ikaw na yung, parang ikaw yung kalaban dito sa card game. The founder.
Actually, okay. Pwede.
Okay.
Okay. So, again, adding to what AJ said, ako yung background ko kasi is almost 20 years ng product development and at the same time illustration. Background ko studio arts and industrial design. So so
do you think nag-meld dito sa design niyo? Do you think nagamit mo talaga siya?
I think nagamit talaga namin totally yung expertise and experience namin when it comes to brand development. Naging coherent yung mga goals. Kasi yung mga goals namin naging coherent yung final output when it sa packaging, sa covers, sa art direction, sa craftsmanship, sa details, sa materials and so forth. Ang background kasi namin is product development. So we have an extensive experience kung ano ba yung dapat dito, kung ano ba yung tutuunan ng pansin sa detalye and so forth. So kaya siguro ganun yung
perception,
yeah. and the final output is parang totally a new parang paradigm or parang new look sa card since puro may aspeto kabing nabigay doon sa card na siguro hindi pa na-explore masyado nung current na local team.
Well, we can definitely see that dun sa end product niyo kasi nga you tend to expect because most of the circles of those who are game makers and all that tend to roam the same circle. So
exactly.
it's just shared experience. So here comes you guys that it's introducing something unique, but also at the same time, something that the general public is familiar with. That's why ganun yung reception nila. Parang, uy, ang ganda nito ah. Diba? Parang you can relate to the traditional card game. And then yung design niya is parang, dapat ganyan talaga siguro yan. So do you think you'll have that parang burden against you na kayo na yung magiging standard. Kasi syempre, if something like this came out or it's already out, kayo na yung magiging, dapat ganito talaga dapat yung pagka-design natin. So, yun. So, kasi nagulat lang ako kasi you guys are coming from a design background and all that. Designing products and all. So, you guys know that part of the scene. The other side is, we know card games. So, it's just very parang a good thing to know that these two worlds can actually mesh together and create a wonderful looking product and all that. So mm-hmm. yun. Ang galing yeah. lang. Mm-hmm. Yun. Mm-hmm. Na-mention pa ni AJ kanina na snowboarding, napaka-mabenta niyan mm-hmm. dito sa Pilipinas, ano?
Ubus yung ano, yung stocks lagi dito sa
ubus lagi. Na.
Nasa Pampanga lahat yung snowboards.
Basok na basok. Sa lahar sila lahat.
Nasa lahar.
Okay, so who is let's talk about the universe itself, kasi one of the key components of making these types of games is like the universe itself. World building is one of the hardest thing to do, especially when you're starting a story. Yan kasi may mga world din sila, Tolkien, yung mga ganyan. So up to now, you can even create parang parang offshoot stories and all that. So mm-hmm. pagdating dun sa ano nila. So who is in charge of, or who actually has yung nag-contribute dito sa world na to, and how does it, kasi we've already seen parang mythical creatures, Pinoy mythical creatures being used. Yes, pero mm-hmm. how does this enter the story, and ano ba yung setting na itong world na to?
Sinong gusto mag-answer?
Raise your hands. Raise your hands.
Kara? Kara
Norbert? Sige, ako. Sige, let me answer. Nag-message na kasi AJ sa akin sa Skype. Sabi niya, Kara, ikaw naman. okay, so yung idea namin is, yung lagim, yung setting niya is back 17th century. Syempre, of course, Philippines, Philippine setting. So, so yung why we chose yung 17th century, because nung nag-research kami, we found out na na ito yung time na madami, like yung mga tao there, sorry yan, na nawala ako sa ano, sarili kong story.
Okay lang.
Pero going back, so yun nga, so 17th century, that's why yung look ng mga cards namin is, ando din yung feel na, para siyang back in 17th century. Even yung choice ng damit ni Dante, the names Dante, Amihan, even sa names, pinag-isipan namin yung time na that should fit yung 17th century.
Oo.
Mm-hmm. Ayun. I think may addition si Norbert.
Tag team.
Yes.
Tag team kami.
In addition to that, yung setting siya is 17th century. More of ang story dito is parang yung mga lagim creatures, they are roaming around the area, and then the townsmen are trying to defend it, or kung hindi man ma-depend, ma-deflect nila mapunta sa ibang barrio. Parang they want to protect their own barrio. Kaya parang ganun yung nagiging settings for the game. And ang marami kasing unrest creatures sa barrio. Then naka-discover yung mga townsmen how to, may mga like yung spiritista, or yung alam naman natin yung mga kwento before, right? Yung ano yung mga capabilities nila, na discover nila na kaya nilang they have the ability to deflect those creatures. It's either ibalik nila sa dark forest, or i-throw nila, ma-use nila to save their town at madala sa ibang barrio. Parang ganun siya.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, and if I may add, yung sa mga first iterations actually ng mechanics, ang plan lang is barrio, yung village versus mm-hmm. yung forest lang.
Yes.
But mm-hmm. then we realize na we need to add some park by spice. So we sabi namin, why not just barrio versus forest, but barrio against barrio. So parang labanan to ng mga barrio. So we have this part na mechanics na after you battle yung mga lagim creatures, mm-hmm. you can use itong mga creatures na to against other barrier. Mm. So in the end, you will be the only barrier reigning. And yeah, kagaya dun sa mechanics namin, yung soul coin, you need to be the only player or the only barrier with the living soul coin in your hand para ikaw yung winner.
Yeah.
Ito so, talaga mga taga-baryo, Santa Ana, si Raulo talaga.
Oo.
Pinaglalagay dito sa baryo namin. Ganun laban na yata nito.
Yeah, may ganun lang siya. May times na ano, pwede mag-tag team. Like, kunyari, five tayong players. Then, gusto kong tulungan yung baryo na to defeat that other baryo. Magta-tag team tayo. Tapos itatalon natin yung barrier na yun. May pagka-bully din ang andating. So yeah, it's fun. Yeah.
Or hindi secretly magkakampi pala kayong tatlo.
Yes,
pagtutulungan niyo yung yes. Or something.
Go lang. I was saying that the setting itself, the time period is actually ripe because 7th century is where like most of the doon na nagsa-start yung ano eh nagka-realize na yung mga katipunan and all that tapos mm-hmm. it's a mesh of the old world of what the Filipinos have
yes. mm-hmm.
and the world of syempre yung new age is yung dinadala dito ng mga Spanish and all that so yun yes, yung mundo exactly. na yun, medyo talagang
tama.
Yeah.
Diba? And turmoil mm-hmm. talaga na parang turmoil. Do mm-hmm. we keep our own culture. Yeah, mm-hmm. so
yes.
Bah, ganda na kagad ah. Pwede pang teleserye.
So parang ano, in addition to that, to sum it up, so it is in 17th century where ano, yung Philippines is also thriving in ano, in parang thriving siya in pagiging center ng trade noon. So meron kasing mga trading na rin noon ng mga ano, mga foreign products. And marami lang nakakapasok na foreign na paniniwala din. So, mm-hmm. yung mga tao is nag-engage with different beliefs. And then...
And culture.
And
so.
that's the reason why, yun yung ano, that's the reason why during ng time na yan, there is unrest na palaging may sumusugod na mga ano creatures sa barrio, sa forest, mm-hmm. and lagi nilang ini-infiltrate yung mga ano, yung mga villages. And then, para makontrol, ano, para mapaalis yung mga creatures na yon, pinag-aralan ng mga tao na i-control or i-harness yung powers ng mga creatures. And, meron kasi silang parang pinaka-ultimate goal talaga para totally makamit yung immunity ng isang barrio. And, according dito sa story ng mechanics, nandun siya sa last I think, or within sa second edition kasi ng game mechanics namin, nandun yung, sa last page nun is nandun yung agimat na necklace.
Mm-hmm.
Ang agimat na necklace kasi, ito yung nagbibigay sa isang baryo ng parang pinaka-ultimate immunity against the abilities of other creatures.
Mm-hmm.
So, kapag napalununan ng isang baryo yon, that means masusugod siya, pero all the abilities are already deflected.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why nag-aaway-aaway yung mga iba't ibang baryo para lang makakuha ng nag-iisang agimat. So, parang pinaka yun yung niche nung, ano, nung story ng...
Advantage nila yan if they have one. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Pero, nung dinidevelop namin, hindi kami ganito ka, ano, kaseryoso and intense,
ha? Ano lang kami, habang nag-develop, on the fly lang.
Very casual.
Oh, very ano, bakit kaya dapat siguro dapat ganito or di ba mas masaya pag may ganyan?
Like for example, sorry, yung regarding si Dante. Kaya lumabas si Amihan because we wanted sana na magkaroon ng love team si.
Exactly.
Si Dante. And yun nga, kasi di ba yung mga kapre, tikba lang, kilala sila sa Philippine mythology na nakakagusto usually sa magandang babae. Parang weak na sila yun. So sabi namin, why not add this female character? So there you go. So doon nagkaroon ng Amihan card.
Yes.
Paano pala yung research neto? I mean, have you guys researched like the background? I mean, did you guys use any from like from our historians and all that about the
and how long does it take? Did it take?
Actually, we're coming copywriter si Chris Ignacio. However, hindi ka siya available ngayon for the podcast. But mainly siya yung assigned namin for research. And and definitely, totoo, mahirap yung naging research na part because we really wanted na yung card is not just, ano mo yung maglalaro, but we want it na mag-steer ng storytelling. Yeah, mag-steer ng storytelling and yun, to inform about our culture.
Culture so, before, oh.
Yes,
oh,
so yung...
Okay, sobrang bihira talaga eh.
Yeah. So yung mechanics, gusto namin, yun nga, as much as possible is in, ano siya, connected talaga siya sa Philippine folklore stories. So naging challenge sa amin yun. Like for, like yung Marvel Universe, realize namin na ganun pala kahirap siya gawin yung Lagim Universe kasi we, kailangan connected yung mechanics sa game. And then napakadami characters. So ang hirap i-balance nung nung game mechanics na pasok pa rin siya dun sa actual story. Ayun. I think may dadagdag din si Norbert. Sorry, yes, naputol kita kanina.
Yes, we made sure din na yung mga ability ng mga characters namin dito sa Lagim game is accurately enough na magre-reflect sa mga move nila sa cards. Kasi pag hindi, kunyari, sabihin natin, yung mali yung nailagay namin na skill ng isang mangkukulam. And then, pag na-retell during the game, ma-retell yung story niya, baka sabihin ng mga matatanda na makakapaglaro nito sa mga kalaro nilang bata, hindi ganito yung ginagawa ni mangkukulam, ganyan-ganyan. Yeah, so we really meticulously research about their stories, their background, para ma-apply namin sa mismong skills nila, sa settings, sa magiging effect ng bawat moves. So research is really important talaga.
Panalo. Kasi ano yun? I mean, when it comes to like categorizing your game, I mean, there will be people kasi nga sabi ko nga sobrang bihira yung when it comes to like references to this particular age ng Filipino, which is 17th century and all that. Ang sobrang resource lang nila is parang historical books and all that, pero very few have referenced this in media, in any form of media, na wala kang makita mga masyadong novels based on that except love stories, di ba?
Yes.
Pero yung how the people think on that particular, katulad dito, barrio versus barrio, how they usually ganyan-ganyan. Pwede kasi makategorize na, I mean, one day it could be put into like historical fiction, ganyan-ganyan. Tapos, we don't know what others... since you've already created a universe, people can write about it and people will, ngayon sa mga YouTube, usong-usong yung mga lores and all that. So, di ba, mare-reference yung card game niya la lore na, itong ganyan-ganyan. Tapos may mga essential characters din kayo, di ba? So, yun. Kaya sabi ko na ako, napakaganda na itong, maganda yung, I mean, the what do you call this, the potential of this game to actually branch out to other things because you've already created a universe is actually mahirap bilangin ang magiging
vast nga yung realm nung ano.
So kasi the others who are listening are thinking na ang number one mga what I call this interesting dito is yung creatures. Other than the usual na we've heard of, kasi I think I've seen a drawing of Mananagal and the representation of it, yung parang sobrang brutal na labas talaga yung ano, parang pinunit talaga siya sa kanyang katawan eh, which is sabi ko wala na yung mga nakahanging t-shirt na nakita natin sa mga film kasi nga because of production and everything, yun lang yung pinakamaganda. Pero sa inyo talaga, talagang brutal na ngayon. So, I mean, how did you guys represent these what do you call this, creatures as or Pinoy creatures, if I might say, na representative dun sa alam ng mga tao, and how did you go about it
and how many creatures
Oh, yun.
I think during the development,
Dilistan nyo na agad.
We had issues na, teka muna, hindi ba masyadong nakakatakot?
Mm.
Pero, baka ma-intimidate or iwasan yung visual na masyadong dreadful. But consequently, parang mas nadiinan pa namin yung pagka-gothic and mm-hmm. and pagka-dark nung imagery, and hoping that we have totally no idea na accepted siya, and so happened that a lot of Filipinos are into that kind of parang yung dark yung treatment doon sa characters, yung kita, yung mga buto, yung so it's medyo to be honest, medyo na ano rin kami, na medyo nagulat kasi we thought na kasi may
you're naglalaro trying to play it down.
You
try to play down.
Yes.
Pero hindi na lang. Bakit hindi ka dapat ano? Gore.
Kasi biglang may naglalaro na 10 years old, 12 years old. So, and pinapayagan sila ng parents nila. So, ano pala? Medyo welcome pala yung ganitong parang imagery and style. And during the development, ayun nga yung mga influences namin sa especially ako sa arts is inapply namin doon sa para to come up with a gothic feel and parang medieval and dark.
Nagamit talaga no.
Sa, oo. Kasi I think parang the era was yung romanticism period nung art. So parang very emotional, very strong yung visual imagery. So that's what we used and we parang connected siya sa it would really display yung setting 17th century for that.
May rason naman diyan yung mga kids na naglalaro niyan, eh, 'di ba? Yung parang masyado namang ano yung gothic 'yan, 'di ba? Isang salita lang ng bata, 'di ba? Mabuti na 'to, mami, kaysa drugs. Okay. Lalaro.
Exactly. Yes. Pero at least nalalaman nila yung culture
kasi pag nakita naman ng mga any adult that would look at this, and even if their kids are playing it, may pull to the side na you have to know this because this is part of our cultural myths. So, di ba? Kasi educational din at the same time na parang, di ba? Kahit yung mga bata is, what's it sick balang? Mommy, what's it sick balang? Mananang call?
So it's easier, it's actually easier to play the game kung meron kang basic idea kung bakit yung mambabarang is ang kapartner niya is alakdan and alupihan and bakit yung manananggal ang kapartner niya is langis at ano dugo. So pag wala, it's either you ask your parents or you dig deeper, you research. So that's the basic idea in promoting Philippine folklore. That's why
ganun pala,
a lot of parang philams are dying to have a game set. Inantay nila yung release globally. Since wala silang access dun sa ano, material. Especially the parents.
When you say partner, what do you mean about that? I'm curious to sa game mechanics eh.
Oh, parang how these creatures are allied together.
Oh yeah. How would you describe your game pala? Is it purely collectible cards, board game, resource management.
I think Norbert will.
Yes. Can answer. Okay, so on your question, kung anong class type of game siya, actually, it's a mode of a collectible card din because of its really good aesthetics. At the same time, it's a card game, not a tabletop game that can be played by 2 to 6 players. Yes, so.
So, I mean, the art here, just a question lang sa art. No? Okay. Parang, are we looking at just. One artist here who actually did everything, or we're looking at the interpretation of several artists.
Okay, Razor. So sorry.
No, standard set. I did most of the character illustration and development, but for the other components, it's Kara, AJ. And sila yung nag-develop rin for that. Yan. So, but for to add to your question yung sa mechanics ano. Yung mechanics is yung game mechanics like yung question mo before, is it purely collectible? Binibigay namin yung decision na yon sa customers. Kasi part of the customers is they don't want to play with it. Parang once in a while they look at it and then just appreciate the art. And sometimes naman merong may magme-message sa amin sa FB kung may meron siyang rule na hindi naiintindihan or parang play or action.
Yes.
So medyo may parent naman na nagsasabi sa Facebook na hindi niya naiintindihan pero gets naman ng mga anak niya. Yeah. So it's totally parang combination ng ang gamer collector and parang family parang bonding moment, chill game moment. So parang ganun.
And also to answer yung kanina na question regarding the mechanic, how does the card combinations work? Yung mga villain cards kasi, or also we call yung mga creatures, sila kasi yung mga ginagamit na pang sugod sa other barrios.
So,
ngayon, merong powers kasi yung bawat cards, which is yun yung parang mga entity level nila. The higher the entity level, the powerful the cards, plus the abilities na kasama nung cards na yon. So, kapag halimbawa ang pinangsugod mo sa kabilang barrio is aswang, mas lumalakas palalo yung card kapag sinamahan mo siya ng dugo at langis. So, parang nag-a-add up yung entity level nila. So, yun ngayon yung kailangan talunin nung barrio na sinusugod. And para matalo niya yung aswang kasama ng dugo at langis, kailangan yung gumamit ng hero cards or yung mga human or yung tinatawag namin na category, which is lakas cards. And pwede ring lagyan ng combination yung lakas cards. Ang tawag naman namin dun sa category na yun is yung contra cards. Like for example, si Dante the Woodsman, pwede siyang i-pair sa tabak, bawang, at asin. So that's how the game happens. And naglalaban sila through the total of the entity level.
Yes. And in addition to sa entity level, meron din yung bawat isa cards ng mga skills, abilities. So both yung lakas cards, yung mga hero cards natin, yung mga lagim cards natin, yung mga villains, yung mga hiwaga cards at saka contra cards, may mga abilities sila na pag na related din sa combo nila. Then ginamit nila 'yon, they can activate that ability to add more power and strategy sa game. So malaking tulong yung skills ng bawat cards in the game. If you really look at it before putting a card on your opponent's barrio, pwede mong pag-aralan muna siya then put it in opponent's barrier, then dun alin magkakaroon yung excitement na and at the same time yung way of thinking mo to strategize para manalo sa ano maging solo barrio at pakakuha ng agimat na artifact. Yeah.
Mag-comment lang ako no nung
yes, sure.
Mm-hmm. Kasi nung nakita kasi nagkaroon kayo ng moment na sinabi niya na parang iba hindi lalaruin to. Kasi nung nakikita ko pa lang yung package niya and everything, mukhang wala maglalaro nito. Not because it's not a good game, but it's too beautiful to play, di ba?
Parang ang yeah,
exactly.
Parang magkadin. Ba't mo din yun, pare? Di ba? So, I mean, what, ngayon, discuss lang natin shortly, what's in the box? I mean, when they get the entire set, what's in the box? Because I'm seeing a lot of things here that will be used in the game mechanics or in the game itself. But overall, as a package, as a first-time buyer, what can I expect?
Okay. For the when you purchase the basic game set, this includes 61 cards. It consists 22 Laghim cards, 39 Barrio cards. Mm-hmm. Then yung Barrio cards na to, andun na yung category ng lakas cards, ng Iwaga cards and Contra cards. Then yun yung total na cards ng basic game set. And then we also have one center forest realm and six barrio realms. Ito yung magiging parang play area.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. So bawat player magkakaroon ng isang piece ng barrio. And then okay, we have also a pouch bag with coins. Yung coins na yun, it consists of 6 dark soul coins and 12 soul coins. So ano kaibahan ng dalawa?
Barrio coins. 12 barrio coins.
Barrio soul coins. Ano kaibahan ng dalawa? Yung dark yung 6 dark soul coins, sila yung pag sinacrifice mo yung dark soul coins to, you can gain 2 Laghim cards or villain cards sa forest realm. And then yung 12 remaining barrio soul coins, ito yung magiging buhay mo. Or kumbaga life ng barrio mo. Pag nawalan ka nito, you're out of the game. And then, aside from that, yung game mechanics booklet natin. So, yun yung included sa game, basic game set for Laghim.
Ang ganda ng book eh. parang ano siya. Hindi, I mean, just looking at it, this is just the basic rules. I mean, this is the what you have in store right now, correct? I mean, what we're seeing on the website is what you have right now.
Yes.
Okay. Plus, they can purchase the
collectible edition. So, would you? Yeah. You're talking about that. Would you be releasing like shall we say playable version? Kasi para ayokong laruin to. Baga parang medyo step down version, and would there be a level higher than that? So, or right, say right now, I know this is a first edition, this is what you're sticking with, but are you looking at the future where we're releasing a much simpler version of it? You're gonna,
for now, ang direction na napupunta, ang pinupunta, tinatahak na direction, is mas upgrade version. Ooh. Pa
mas since hindi na lalaro, no?
mas ipopost mo sa wall or
ipapa-frame
or ipipin sa t-shirt na pag naglalakad ka sa or hindi. Bakit doon yung direction, no? Siguro since we're brand developers, we're still seeing more improvement dito sa the game set, and we're receiving a number of customers already asking for a more limited edition or premium.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yun talaga yung question ko dun eh. Kasi, I mean, you guys mentioned collectors, ganyan. Alam mo yun, yung mga tenga ng mga tao nagpipintig na, na parang, oh, talaga? May yeah, mas special so, pa dyan. Diba?
May mas special pa.
Mga gold mining, mga
may mas, so expect it to ano, for our customers. Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Embossed so. Version, yung mga ganyan. Diba? So, you mentioned it a little bit, Gusto. So, would you, if you have a glimpse of what the roadmap is, lalo na ngayon kasi it's like mostly we still have the pandemic and all that. So, can you give us like an idea of your roadmap for this for the Laguim card game?
Well, definitely, it's right. Parang starting point pa lang ano. And we can see a really a vast realm and parang community. In fact, hindi lang inclusive, hindi lang exclusive sa board gamers, but really to be accepted with parang accepted sa family, sa Filipino family, and okay. Not just here but abroad, globally. So I think that's international.
Yes. International. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, cause we're really we're going to launch and sa KS globally, so mm-hmm. for in under KS, so yung game na to is magba-branch out rin so to different product lines, so that's the roadmap. Again, there's going to be a book or a set of
mga ano yung mga behind the scenes mga ganyan.
Yeah. Yes.
Pero, I mean, we do have some questions here that have been asked when we posted that we're gonna have an interview with you guys. So we have two people here asking. Actually, one person actually asked so much, but we already tackled some of it. So ito siguro interesting. How did you guys discover the board gaming and hobby industry? Who started it all? Say it's a group, yeah.
Actually, wala sa amin na ano na parang hardcore board gamer.
Yes.
It's something that we realized nung nilaunch namin yung parang iterations ng design ng cards way back. I think that was 2 years ago. And then when we received a lot of good reviews from that, we sort of used that one to catapult our yung idea and to create to parang start imagining what could we do from that without parang considering na wala kaming lahat na experience sa kasi di ba like what you said earlier sino kami parang wala kami sa ano eh community ng board game di ba so parang nagulat bigla na lang kaming sumulpot. So it's something like the iPhone or the iTunes. Wala from computers lang and then suddenly may phone sila. So parang ganun lang yung idea if parang outside of the industry. Now we're from parang hindi kami yun, outside of the industry but we sort of nagkaroon kami ng perspective na pwede pa pala tong ma-explore. Bukod dito sa what's existing. So ganyan yung parang
another question from the same guy, Clint Yosin. I forgot to mention his name. So how many playtest sessions did the game go through and how many iterations before you guys reach the final product? and decide it's ready for release? Very good question there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, di namin mabilang kasi we started doing the test game. Wala pa talagang actual final na mga heroes way back October 2019. So from there, nagtatest play na kami and then na-realize namin pangit pala pag one-on-one player lang, medyo boring. So we expanded, inulit namin yung mechanics, trinilay namin what if apatan, ganyan. So ang dami namin ginawang test play. And then ang dami ng iterations more than I don't know kung ilan mula October 2019 hindi na namin talaga mabilang hanggang this last year I think 2020 we finally get a grasp na yung mismo magiging core ng mechanics and then from there we really tinest namin with some of my friends they are playing Magic the Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh. Sila yung naging parang beta tester. So sila yung nag-test ng game namin before we really finalize yung mismong magiging mechanics ng game, yung tipong na print na. So ganun yung naging setup namin. Yeah.
Pero later na lang ata yun, ano? Yung yes, parang... No.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Ayun. So, meron pa akong last question dito. I think we've tackled one thing here. Some of these. Okay, Sosai Acromap, what made them decide to produce high-quality components rather than simpler ones? Sayang sa inyo. Nasa-shock sila sa ganda.
Yeah. Again, part of the shock is most of not exclusively for gamers or board gamers or traditional gamers. Pero in general, we're not used to receiving or seeing a very premium product from Filipino. So baka siguro yun yung and again yung background namin is we're developing products for reputable and parang known international brands, so we kind of know how to come up with a really premium coherent product. So but in-apply namin yon sa dito sa product namin and parang yun yung present namin. That's why siguro yun yung shocking sa product, sa output. And most kasi most, di ba, parang ang most parang Filipinos are aware na yung premium products and brands are from imported brands, but sometimes they have no idea na gawa rin pala ng Pilipino yon,
kaya din pala,
kaya rin pala. Oh
yes.
like what I've been doing before, yung mga brands sa Europe na minsan ini-import dito is gawa rin naman ng Filipino. Like di ba parang ganun yung logic for so kaya ng Filipinong makaproduce and makakome up with parang international standard na product.
Ang maganda kasi dito is you guys since you guys came from the outside haven't seen much of what the local brands are doing, but instead you poured your shall we say market standard of what you know design is, and then just put it here, which is I think it worked to your advantage kasi nga very few would actually think of that because most of the card game industry, the game makers here are para sa roots talaga eh. Ibig sabihin, mm-hmm, parang tama, tight-knit group na kanya-kanyang produce from their own specific jobs na, okay, mm-hmm, sige, pag-release na lang ako gito, saan ba madaling magpa-print, mga ganyan-ganyan. So, mm-hmm, because they're more focused on people playing their game versus people looking at their game. But I think you guys looked at it on both ends na it just, mm-hmm, shouldn't play good, but it also should look good, di ba?
Look good. Yeah.
Ayaw nang laruin.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
Di ba? Isang laro lang, no? Tama na, guys.
May naka-purchase 2 months ago na hindi pa rin niya nilalaro. Eh.
Yes, sir.
Oo. 2 months na sa kanya. Parang, every once in a while, he gets it out from cabinet or something na he gets to appreciate everything. And then, tatago na ulit.
Maybe ilalaminate
or something.
Oh, I mean, I'm seeing this as someone, if they're really gonna play this extensively, bibili to ng mga card sleeves eh. Standard naman yung size ng cards nyo. I think you look it into that, right? Yung parang standard naman, or you guys have customized it?
Medyo hindi standard. Hindi siya standard.
Okay.
I think mas malaki pa rin siya sa tarot cards.
Tarot cards.
Hindi pa rin siya the same sa tarot cards. Eh. Mas malaki pa siya sa tarot cards, I think.
Yung so, pala siya sa mga experience. Mm-hmm. Baka makita ko sa saklaan niyang games niya.
Pwede.
And some of the customers are asking for also tarot cards based on our cards.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I mean, that's a good idea though, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Masyado pa maaga, guys. Ha? Huwag muna tayo mag-ano. Pero ito, just a question, because when this goes out already and people have already started playing it, mahirap sabihin how long, I'm not saying they won't play it anymore, pero yung parang how long the playtime will last. It happens in video games that usually the timeline is like 90 days no matter how good your game is. Mm-hmm. The content of it gets used up quite so much, mm-hmm, na nakakita ka ng repetitiveness. And I'm seeing this with your game because mm-hmm, particularly initially, hindi nila alam kung paano laruin. Tapos pag nagigets ng iba, babawi yung iba. Hindi, ako naman talaga isa pa, isa pa. Tapos, okay. Mm-hmm. Are you guys planning on releasing like additional cards for these? Are you guys in development of that? Na parang release pa tayo ng mga bagong creatures na ganyan-ganyan. Or I know, I think Kara mentioned earlier na parang you are already in the process of like talking about expansions and all that. So mm-hmm, how does that work?
Yes, definitely we announced na sa Facebook page namin that we are releasing expansion cards this early this year kasi kuba napakalaki ng Lagim universe, napakadami pa namin na discover na characters mm-hmm ng Philippine folklore that can be empowered. So to answer your question, yes, we'll be releasing and expanding pa even yung mechanics. So yeah, that's something to look forward to. And yes. And sorry, to add lang kanina dun sa babalik ako dun sa previous na question regarding yung sa choice namin for the quality ng cards. I think to sum it up, for the love of art din talaga. Kasi sa work namin, nabanggit nga ni AJ kanina, we are a team of graphic designers, may separate studio kami, A2 Design Lab. That really is our goal, to empower, to create brands that empower. And mostly, yung mga clients namin is international. And then, dumating sa point na we realize na we are helping international brands to, alam mo yun, build yung brand nila. So, but, nandun yung, alam mo yung patriotism that why not we, kumbaga yung sariling atin naman, yun naman yung i-empower namin. So that's why we napaka-integrate ng choice namin for the quality nung pati yung cards, yung coin. We want yung players to alam mo yung ma-experience yung high quality experience, not just visually, but even when you played the game. So yung cards, ano ka, I tell you, kapag naglalaro ka ng cards, kasi dahil sa laki niya, parang feeling mo, ano ka din eh, magician ka din, or ano ka din, may power, may extra, may power ka din. So, so yeah, that's the, ano, yun yung isa sa mga reason namin why yung behind the quality ng cards.
Malupit. Malupit. Yun. I mean, sa cards pa lang, meron ka ng role-playing, ano ah.
Dagdag. Yeah. Actually, kahit ako, yung copy ko ng basic set, halos hindi ko din buksan. Pag nilalaro namin, hindi ko tinatanggal sa plastic yung coins. Kasi baka ma... alam mo yung ano, baka mamantikaan ng kamay ng ano. Kaya nakabalot pa.
Mas meron kamay. Baka matuluan ng sabaw.
Oo nga eh. Guys, no eating na before.
Yeah, that's the number one rule.
Yes.
Yeah. But I mean, more often than not, since I'm seeing this is just a printed copy, no? Or are we, did you guys go to like embossing the cards straight away? Lalo na sa backfill. Kasi minsan yung iba, may mga ganun klaseng design. Just straight printing lang to. So, straight, ingatan mo lang. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Ingatan. Okay. So, yan. Sana yung paghawak mo siya, yung nagsustain pa sa kamay mo, ay, ayoko na talaga hawakan to. Ang ganda.
Oh, may pamunas ka sa other.
Dapat, yun. Sir, may included na pamunas yung basic set natin.
Parang yung sa
mga may gloves.
Talamin.
Ayun pala, may gloves.
Dapat may gloves.
Eh, dapat nakamaskara yun para hindi mo mahingahan yung ano yung card sa tinitingnan mo.
Pwede naman kayo makipag ano, makipag-collaborate sa Good Morning Towel na ano. Mukhang 17th century pa rin kasi yun eh. So tagal na nun eh.
Ayun.
Yeah. So I mean, as a company, because when this releases, I think this is one of the questions that's going to be asked. Are you guys thinking of after this wonderful product that you've released? Will you guys be thinking of any other card games, or at least thinking of manufacturing for others? Kasi nga, I mean, kasi dito pa lang may kita na yung testing ng, ay, maganda talaga sila gumawa. So, alam mo yun, just to help out the card game industry locally, do you guys have any other card game or, yeah?
Or board game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've actually been approached by parang numerous inquiries na to if we can publish or print help them produce. But right now, since limited yung group, yung capacity, I think we're hindi pa namin kaya yung load. But after Lagim, there's already a plan to develop other titles.
Mm-hmm.
That's down the road.
At least nailista na yan sa ano, no? Kasi maraming makulit eh.
And it's all about Philippine history. It's all about promoting Filipino content.
Yeah.
Big man. All right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I wish you guys good luck. So, ayun. I leave the floor to you guys. If you, where can we buy this? The pricing and everything. So, yeah. If you guys want to invite our listeners here, where to buy or whatnot. So, you go ahead.
The basic game set is now available in our website at www.lagimcardgame.com, and you can also follow us sa Facebook page namin and also in our other social media channels such as YouTube and Instagram. So, ayun.
Yes, and for the fans na gusto malaman pa yung mga moves for the game set, we create a series of videos in our YouTube channel. It's a 3D instructions on how you do different moves, and also you can download our digital copy of Mechanics in our website as well.
And for those who want to reach Norbert, his number is Okay, sige, wag muna.
Paano yung mga gustong mag... Kasi nga mabenta ang snowboard sa Pilipinas, so baka may gusto magpaprint ng La Game snowboards.
pwede.
Nakikita ko na to in the future. I mean, good luck to you guys. Nakikita ko na sa mga future na baka may magpapatatuna ng mga card games niyo, di ba?
Yes.
Di ba? Okay, thank you very much, guys. I mean, I really appreciate it. And we wish you all the luck. I don't think you'll need it because... You guys
came. No.
You shocked the industry with your release. And yeah, I think everyone can agree with me. And yeah, thank you very much for guessing. We wish you guys all the luck. More power, man.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. More power, Sasha Show. And yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Alright, so yeah, guys, thank you very much. We leave you guys. Thank you. Wag masyadong puro kalaro. You have a great day. Goodbye.
Guys.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.